Thanks for tuning in to Faith Church Podcast. We're a church that believes in getting people connected, seeing families grow, and lives being changed. We hope that this message will speak to you today. It was all in our hearts, and I believe you're going to love it. Let's get to it.
We're starting a new series here called Searching. Even at home, I want you to shout it, Searching. Of course, our creative team is killing the game. Look at this. They made me an iPhone. Notice it's not an Android. So we were thinking about searching. Okay, people are searching like crazy. One of the things they're searching for is toilet paper. By the way, how you guys doing on that? You know, I mean, that was a big thing, right? It's like, oh my gosh, that's going to save our lives. And then they're searching for face masks. Never thought I would wear one until they made it mandatory at certain places. It's hard to breathe out of that. Nicole's actually claustrophobic, so it's terrible. People are like, all right, I'm bored. I'm going to start, you know, a TV show. I need to find something good. No, not Tiger King. Come on, next show. All right, so, you know, or when will this quarantine end? I mean, search that. You know, what is the cure? People are searching for the cure. Of course, you know, it's very sad to see that the suicide hotline prevention, suicide's up 800% because people are searching. I want to talk to you today about searching. You know, humanity kind of has a default setting where it's always searching for what it wants in the wrong places. Now, you know, sometimes we're looking for something that's going to satisfy us, make us feel fulfilled. We're looking for love, acceptance, success. I'm looking for something, but we look in the wrong place. When in reality, we need to be looking to God. And so that's my message today is, what are you searching for? You know, even there's always kind of a hole in our soul all the way back to the garden. Think about Adam and Eve in the garden. Here they were, and they were in a way searching. They were saying, hey, isn't there more to this? Now, how goofed up is this? Come on, our Saturday night crowd still ought to say amen to me right now. You're in a garden. It's beautiful. You got your man. He's got rock hard six-pack abs because there's not a lot of Hot Fudge Sundae commercials, you know? And so he's looking great. She's looking great. God is there. There's no trouble in the world. And then she says, there's something else. I want something else. We're always looking for the next thing when really the main thing should be God. He is the thing. And God shows up and he says to them, he said, Adam, where are you? Adam, where art thou? It wasn't that God was playing a, you know, game of hide and seek. How many of y'all know God definitely knew where they were? The question was for introspection for them to go, yeah, where am I right now? And I have a question for you. Where are you? During your spiritual, you know, destination with God, you know, as you're moving, are you moving closer to God or further away? In your physical distance, you know, to other people, is this causing you to actually go back and search the bottle, search for drugs? I mean, drugs is apparently something that is on the rise right now. Abuse of alcohol on the rise because they're searching for something. And this is not like something that's just weird about you. I want to let you know we all do that. I look in my life and go, you know what? If somebody else has the iPhone, I'm like, okay, I want the new iPhone. I want, you know, something smaller, thinner, faster, longer battery life. Can I get an amen? Plus, you kind of have to buy a new iPhone because they plant a bug in it right before the new one comes out. So it's like, oh my gosh, what's going on? But we're looking for something to make us feel better when in reality, we need to say, hang on just a second. Maybe some of this is based on fear. No fear here. I want you to shout that with me. No fear here. Fear. You've heard me say it a lot of times. You know what I'm about to say, y'all. False evidence appearing real. You're thinking that this thing's going to last, and it's not. It's going to pass. And a lot of you are still serving, not swerving in church. You're saying, hey, I'm still serving in a small group. I'm still connected. So you're getting closer to God. You're getting, even in social distancing, I'm finding out that a lot of people at the church, they're getting closer. I was talking to a guy this week from our church in St. Louis on the phone, and he said, there were people on my team that I didn't really know their name. It's a big church, right? Multi-campus. I told Nicole right before, she's going to probably come sing with me in a minute at the end of this, but I asked her, I said, which campus are you going to be at this weekend? Earth City, Sunset Hills? Because obviously they're not open. She's like, yeah, I wish. But a lot of times in a big church like this, we don't know people by name. And so we're actually taking advantage of this to say, wait a minute, we're actually searching for something deeper in a relationship through a small group. Find out what you're searching for and make sure what you're searching for is going to fill the hole in your soul. And then also know that God is searching for something. Have you ever thought of that? That God Almighty, the guy who gave everybody the brains to put all this stuff together, that he might be searching for something? He said this one thing is a searching scripture. He said, I'm searching the whole world to and fro, showing, I want to reveal myself to somebody. I want somebody to believe me. He's searching for that. He said, I'm searching for worshipers. If God's searching for something, how many of y'all would like to be the person that actually gives him what he's searching for? This search engine here, we're like, oh yeah, this is the quickest search engine and it gets me what I want now. Well, God is searching for somebody, a people, a prophetic church. Come on, somebody ought to shout amen today to say, I'm going to serve God. I'm not going to be swerving. I'm going to be serving. I'm not moving in an attitude of fear. I'm moving in an attitude of faith. Because I can promise you this, if I know anything about God, we're coming out. And we're not only coming out, we're coming out with a shout. We're coming out with clout. We're coming out with a boldness like never before. There's good things happening in the life of believers right now around the world. But at our church, it is crazy, folks. I'm blown away with how the people at our church are rising to the top. When we talked about this being a banner year and debt cancellation, there is loads of businesses, more than 100 businesses at our church who have received a grant from the government that is totally forgivable in a couple months. Who does that? Most of you right now have received a check from a government, an unexpected check. You didn't know you were going to be getting this check. You're staying home, not missing a paycheck. God is doing something behind the scenes right now. God is a supernatural God. He provides seed for the sower, bread for the eating. I'm saying whatever you do, don't operate in fear at this moment. Operate in faith. Search out the scriptures. Go to faithchurch.com. Go up there and search out the small groups. And if you just go to Faith Church, it shows you, hey, here, you know, you can watch podcasts. You can give online. You can get in connect groups. You can download sermons. I mean, you can look at all the campuses. Remember back when we had churches that you actually went to? Well, you can go to those. All these groups, our kids ministry, you can search faithchurch.com for that. But God is searching and he wants you to search out the scripture. Now, here's where I want to go. I want us to go to Ezekiel 37. Very prophetic word. Trust me right now, he's doing something in my heart, and I know he's doing something in your heart. On Facebook or on the chats on the app, it's the way we communicate. It's the way you say amen right now. By hitting share, liking, subscribing to the page, or by commenting with our friends. I think it's where we all feel the most connected, right? So I have a question for you. In this moment, are you watching what you're searching for? If God's looking, and I'm telling you, he's making adjustments in my life. It seems like every day, and I almost hesitate to say this, and I probably wouldn't say this on a television show, but I say it to you, Faith Church, because you're my church family. I have never in my life had God speak to me more than he is right now. I've never slept any better than I am right now. There's a lot of noise that's been, you know, forced out of my life. There's a lot of appointments that I would keep myself busy with. I would search for new activities, and I can't do them anymore. For one, I'm saving drive time going back and forth to church because I'm just doing it at the house. I can't even deduct the mileage. So I'm just here to tell you right now that in this moment, though, God is convicting my heart. And I don't want you just to hear me yelling today. I want you to hear me whispering to you that God wants to do some tweaks in your life right now to get you ready in the first quarter. Come on, somebody ought to shout amen. In the first quarter, April, May, June, and then you go into July and August and September and October, November, December. You still got a lot of life left this year. This is still your banner year. When's the last time you got a check from the government? When's the last time you've had time to spend with your family like this? The thing you said you were going to do, you searched out how to have six-pack abs. You searched out how to have a good diet. Now is the time to do that. Now, while God is adjusting things in my life, telling me stuff like this, and I want you to write this down. Walk in love. Watch your mouth. Be kind. Be gentle. Don't overreact. Because everything is amped up 20 times today. On this Saturday, I'm talking to you right now. Some of you will double dip tomorrow, but on Saturday, I'm talking to people that say, hey, I'm here for a word from the Lord. Here's what God spoke to me. Saw Ezekiel 37, it says, the hand of the Lord came up on me and brought me in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of a valley that was full of bones. Now, first of all, I want to draw your attention to the hand. The hand. We're talking a lot about a hand right now. We're talking about washing your hands. We're talking about don't touch your face with your hands. There's a lot. But this says the hand of the Lord came upon me. There's something about the supernatural, gigantuous size of God's hand. And especially when it says by the Spirit of the Lord, capital S, and he set me in the midst of the valley of dry bones. He caused me to pass upon them, and behold, there were very many in the open valley. Indeed, they were very dry. When the Lord showed me this, I saw New York. I saw New York Times Square and how it was totally full, packed with people, and all of a sudden, with one swoop of a dirty hand, it's totally vacant. I begin to see the 405 in Los Angeles, California, how it was completely packed on one day, and with one swoop of a hand, the next day, it is completely empty. I'm telling you right now, this reminds me of the scripture where it says, "Can these bones live again?" He sees a valley of dry bones, the man of God does, and he said, dry bones. He actually said very dry bones. Now, I want to tell you what God told me. He said that a lot of people are very dry. Ain't nothing worse than dry chicken. I made chicken last night for Nicole, trying to make her something to eat, and she always gripes about my chicken because I overcook it. But I don't want her to get salmonella. Come on, somebody. So it seems like I can't figure out the barbecue pit. It's either still pink in the middle, or it's like, yeah. Very dry. Now, for me, don't tell my trainer, but I can just pour enough. If you pour enough barbecue sauce or Chick-fil-A sauce, because we got stockpiles of that. My daughter goes and gets it, right? Come on, give me an amen for Chick-fil-A sauce. If you put enough Chick-fil-A sauce in this thing, it covers up the fact that it's very dry. But the fact is, it's very dry. Nothing worse than dry chicken. Nothing worse than dry preaching. Nothing worse than a dry usher board. Nothing worse than a dry choir. Nothing worse than being dry. But God said these people were very dry. May I prophesy to you right now that the American church, I'm going to say stuff that's uncomfortable for a lot of people. The American church has been very dry. Yeah, they've searched for programs and they have them. Yes, they have great lights. And I'm pointing back to us. We have great lights, great fog, great smoke, great mirrors. But do you have the moist power of God that says you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of living water, that your leaf would not wither? When I look over the landscape of the United States of America, coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, I see a bunch of program churches, and that's great, but I'm saying God's telling me to tell you to get back to the light. In other words, when you see darkness, speak light. You see darkness, speak light. Speak light over your marriage. Speak light and life over the dryness in your prayer life. Come on, somebody ought to shout amen. Speak, maybe right now you're going through a trial in your business. Speak life to it and say, I speak moisture is coming back into my life. I'm no longer going to be dry. And he said to me, son of man, can these bones live? This is God asking him a question. I love it when God asks me a question. I love it when I ask you a question. Now, here's some revelation for you. He said, can these bones live again? So I answered, oh God, you know. That was his answer. You know. And he said to him, watch, he puts all the responsibility back on Ezekiel. He said, yeah, you know, God, you can do that. And he said, no. Again, he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, oh, draw bones, hear the word of the Lord. Notice God puts all the pressure back on Ezekiel. God asked a question, could these dry bones live again? He said, you know they can, Lord. You can do anything. With God, all things are possible. Yeah, I believe it. Yeah, you're going to make the dry bone. He said, no. Now I need you. I'm talking to you right now. I need you to search out the scriptures, and I need you to find out what the word of God says, and I need you to start speaking over the valley of dry bones. You speak to it. That's why the Bible said in Matthew 18:18, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. There's a significance in you saying what you want to have in your life instead of allowing the news media to feed you all the time. Oh, you're going to die. You're going to die. This is how many people die today. Everybody's going to die. Wear your mask. Everybody's going to die. And then we're going to be in this to November. And then all of a sudden, 2 days ago, they just decide, oh, we're all going to be okay again. We're going to go through phase 1, 2, and 3, and in a few weeks, we're all going to be back together. I'm really confused about all that, but what I'm not confused about is we're living in the end times. We're living in the last days, and I'm telling you, fear has no place in the mindset of a prophetic person that goes to Faith Church. You say, I trust in the Lord with all my heart. I lean not to my own understanding. I acknowledge him in all my ways, and he will direct my path. Somebody ought to shout amen right now. I don't care what the world tries to pull over the wool over your eyes. I don't care what the system tries to point down the barrel of their gun. gun at you. I'm telling you, you're under a blessing, not a curse. Come on, shout it. I'm under a blessing, not a curse. Malachi 3 said the whole nation is under a curse. Why? Another great question. Glad you asked. It said, Malachi 3, why are we under a curse? Because you've robbed me. He said, where have I robbed you? He said, you robbed me in tithes and offerings. Not only, and I'm not a judgment, doom and gloom preacher. I meant doom and gloom. But I am dooming and grooming. Come on, somebody. I got my haircut today. It's Saturday. But I am here to tell you this. I want you to get this right now. God said the whole nation was judged and under a curse. But there's going to be a difference between the people of God, the word people, and the people of the world. There is a transfer. Listen to me right now on Facebook. You need to be hitting share on this. There is a transfer of wealth that is happening in the system of the world. In fact, money you didn't expect just got deposited in your account this week. Glory to God. It reminds me of the old lady who she was on her front porch and she was always praising God, picking, you know, at the rose bushes, and the guy next door is an atheist. And she'd always be like, thank you, Lord, for the flowers. Thank you, Lord, for the sun. Thank you, Lord, for the moon. Thank you, Lord. And this old guy said, you know what? I'm just sick of hearing this. So he went and bought a bunch of groceries and put it on her front porch to trick her. He said, I'll just prove to her this isn't God. So he said, she'll worship God, no doubt. So he threw the groceries on the front porch, knocked at the door, hid in the bushes, and she came out and said, thank you, Lord, for my groceries. Thank you, God, that you meet my needs. Thank you, Lord. Atheist jumped out of the bushes and says, that wasn't God, that was me. And she said, thank you, Lord. You did it and you used the devil's money to do it. Come on, somebody. God now is transferring the wealth of the sinner into the just. You're about to live in the best, drive the best, think the best. You might have lost that job, but don't lose your mind. You were looking for a job and you found that one. Don't grow weary. No fear here, because you're not under a curse. You're under the blessing. Man, I'm done preaching myself happy right now. Very dry. Will these bones live? He said, yes, they will. Then he said, prophesy to these dry bones to hear the word of the Lord. And here's what God told me. He said, think about that. He's telling him to prophesy over dry bones, telling them to hear, and they ain't got no ears. They have no ears. How you're looking at a valley of dry bones going, how am I going to prophesy to these chicken wings? Hey, chicken ain't got no ear. He's looking at things that be not as though they were. He's speaking to a valley of dry bones. I prophesy to the United States of America right now. Draw near to God and allow God to draw near to you. Over 1 million people viewed our program from last week to the week before, just in a 7-day program. God is extending our borders. He's amplifying our voice. So I'm speaking right now to politicians. I'm speaking to senators. I may be speaking to the president of the United States. I'm telling you, I'm speaking to everyone from coast to coast. Sea to shining sea. Wall Street can open again. Main Street can open again. But we've got to open up our mouth and we've got to open up our eyes and we've got to start prophesying and seizing our future. We've got to see it with our mind's eye. We've got to say it with our faith open, our mouth open. And if we see it and we say it, then we will seize it. But it sure does feel weird when you're prophesying to bones that don't have any ears. Verse 5 says, thus saith the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter you and you shall live, and I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you. I Googled sinew. I thought that's an interesting little word. So I Googled sinew and it came up and it said here, it said a piece of tough tissue. We've been talking a lot about tissue. Come on. All right. A piece of tough tissue, our muscle, tendon or ligament. And one place that I looked at it said sinew, tough piece of tissue. And I they had multiple meanings for it. And I was just thinking about how that you're tougher than you think you are. That this situation might be tough, but you're tougher than that. God gave you thick skin and he prophesied over them. He said, I am actually doing something to make you tough. The thing that doesn't kill you makes you stronger, Faith Church. Yeah, you've went through a trial, you've went through trouble, but guess what? You're coming out on the other side. Faith people don't say that, you know, we don't go through stuff. We just say we're going through. Somebody on Facebook ought to shout it, I'm going through. He said, I will cause sinew, bring flesh upon you, cover your skin, put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. I prophesied And there was noise, and suddenly, come on, somebody shout, suddenly. I looked up the word suddenly. The word suddenly means quickly and unexpectedly. Come on, somebody, quickly and unexpected. I'm doing a new thing, says the Lord. Oh, I'm doing a new thing, says the Lord. Can't wait till we get back. Gonna be a... Quickly and suddenly, if you will get up off your couch today on this Saturday and say, I'm prophesying over these dry bones. I'm prophesying over this dry marriage. I'm prophesying over this dry country. I'm prophesying over the 405. I'm prophesying over the United States of America that they're going to come near to God. They're coming back to God, and I'm going to be full of the power of God and presence of God. And I'm prophesying that even though sometimes they have deaf ears, even though sometimes it looks like they have no ears, I prophesy that America is coming for a revival. God has quarantined everybody to their room, and now they're starting to search for stuff like Faith Church. Come on, somebody. I'm getting excited right now. I'm here to tell you that none of this took God by surprise, and now he's putting the pressure on you to say, you prophesy. Woo! I bet you right now if we were at church, people would be jumping up, running, screaming. I could just see it. I can see you, Earth City. I can see you, Ferguson, Florissant. I can see you, Sunset Hills. I can see you, West Palm. I can see Weldon Springs. I can see us back together again. Can you see it? I ask you a question. I want you to see us back. And I want you to see the church back. Because there's something about corporate worship. And I might not say it tomorrow, but I'll say it today on the Saturday crowd. The devil won a victory. He said, I'm going to see a victory. I'm going to see a victory. He quarantined the church for the first time in American history to their home. And the devil was dancing in the front yard. But what he didn't realize was he overplayed his hand, as he always does. He always messes it up. I bet he's going to go, what? I hate this. Because I thought I was shutting down churches. But they went and made a church out of every stinking home. They had home in their churches. I'm here to tell you that now your house will never be the same. You've never broadcast this much word in your house. You're going to have more peace in your house, more tranquility in your house. I prophesy that right now. Somebody grab it and say, I'll receive it. And there was a noise, and suddenly, verse 7, suddenly a rattling in the American economy. Suddenly, it's going to be quick. We're coming back quick. Suddenly, there was a rattling and the bones came together, just like he said. Bone to bone, bone to bone. When I saw that, the Lord arrested me and he said, stop there, bone. What good can happen with a bone? He said, think about what I did. I created man and then I took a bone out of man and I made a wombed man. A woman who could produce out of a bone. I'm telling you right now that you might feel like you're down to raw bones. You might feel like you're on the last moment and there's only a little bit of meat left on the bone. You might be feeling like, I just wish somebody would throw me a bone. I'm here to tell you that God can take one bone out of a man and he can make a wombed man that can produce more glory and more producers of glory. So his work can be done. Oh my goodness, I'm excited right now. I am preaching. Woo! This is so good. If it was a regular Saturday, I would just play it on Sunday because I would go, can't do no better than that. But since I only get to preach two times on a weekend, I have to do it just for my Red Bull ratio. All right. Bone. Indeed, I looked in the sinews, verse 8. 8 is new beginnings. Again, I looked at the sinews of the flesh came upon them. The skin covered them over. But there was no breath in them. Notice that it's not quite done. Remember when Jesus said, hey, he healed a blind man, and he said, what do you see now? And he said, he didn't say, I can see clearly now. No, he said, I see men like trees. Partial manifestation. Somebody write that down. Partial manifestation. So now Jesus lays his hands on him again. That's what we're seeing now. We got flesh on the bones. The bones are rattling, shake, rattle, and roll, but we have no breath, partial manifestation. But there is a shaking that brings a shift, a shaking that brings a shift. In fact, Joel Osteen, working on a sermon this week on Wednesday with him and his team, and he's preaching a message, and you should watch it this weekend, called The Shaking That Brings the Shift. God is shaking right now, and he's bringing a shift into the people's lives that believe it. Not everybody going to get blessed. Not everybody's going to receive the blessing. Not every prisoner is coming out. Every prisoner who had their heart right with God. Some lady, actually, I want to say this. Some lady got me on Instagram or Facebook, and she said, well, your word must not be true because every prisoner wasn't right with God because one prisoner got out and committed murder. Well, you know what? Some of them slipped through the cracks, okay? I'm just here to tell you that good things happen to people that get close to other people that have a breakthrough. So I'm telling you, if you're in the living room right now with somebody who's a radical believer and a tither, and you're the husband, you ought to look and say, hey, don't get too close to me because I'm about to break through. There is an anointing happening. There's a rattling happening. There's a suddenly shift that is happening right now, and you're going to look up, and right before your eyes, you're going to see the miracle manifestation of your banner year totally realized in your life. That leads me to my next part. Verse 8 again. Indeed, as I looked, God stopped me there, and he said, looked. He said, notice, I did it right before their eyes. Notice it. You look. You got to look again. Right now, you might not look right, but look again. It might not look like you're coming out of debt, but look again. It might not look like your marriage is going to make it, but look again. It might not look like, even in these difficult times when we're quarantined at home, it seems like he or she could be nice to me. Look again. God is about to fulfill the thing that you're saying. I just heard him say, slow down right here. He's about to fulfill the thing you're saying into manifestation. Here's the question. What are you saying? Bob ain't never going to change. Margaret always acting like she crazy. My kids, no. Watch what you're saying because you might be speaking to people who have no ears yet. They have ears to hear, but yet they do not hear. So you have to be the spiritual one in the house. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah to this. You got to be the one to prophesy what you want to happen into your life. So you see it, you say it, and then you seize it. The bones come together. Verse 8 says, and indeed I looked and the sinews and the flesh came upon them. He's going to do the miracle before your eyes. You're about to see debt cancellation like you've never seen before. You're about to see miracles like you've never seen before. You're about to see blind eyes open, deaf ears unstopped. Not only physical, yes, but also spiritual deaf ears. People who would never hear you before. They were searching everything but the Bible app. They were on Netflix all the time, Facebook all the time, Instagram all the time. But all of a sudden now, their two favorite apps that are popping up is faithchurch.com and the Bible. And they're sitting there and they're getting the word on the inside of their heart. And now they're finding what they've been searching for the whole time. What you've been searching for has been right under the search bar the whole time. It's called Jesus is the sweetest name I know, and he's just the same as his holy name, and that's the reason why I love him so. Oh, Netflix is not the sweetest name you know. Jesus is the sweetest thing and name I know. Verse 9 says, he also said to me, prophesy breath, prophesy son of man to the breath, thus saith the Lord, and come from the four winds, O breath, breathe upon those that are slain. I prophesy right now to the four winds of America. I prophesy right now from coast to coast, from Washington, D.C. to Portland, Maine. I just prophesy right now from Las Vegas, Nevada, all the way down to San Antonio, Texas. Let's go over and don't forget, you know, San Diego, California. And let's talk about Tallahassee, Florida, all the way down to Key West, all the way up to Buffalo, New York, on the border of Toronto. And I prophesy, I want you to say amen to this right now. I want you to hit share on this right now. If you believe in this, I prophesy breath back to America. I'm prophesying that you are going to get back on your feet again. Last verse, and we got to quit. Verse 10 says, so I prophesied as he commanded me. I prophesied as he commanded me. Not what I felt like, not what it looked like. I prophesied what he commanded. The Bible said, let the weak say, I'm weak. No. He said, let the weak say, I am strong. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. The coronavirus is evil. Certainly it's evil. But at the root, it was produced by a demon. But there is no fear here because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness in high places. So what are you going to prophesy? Verse 10. So I prophesied as he commanded, and breath came unto them and they lived, and the American people stood upright on their feet again and were exceedingly great army. Notice that it is the army of the Lord. It is the army that we're marching to the trumpet of Jesus. We're marching to the beat of a different drum. We are the army of God, and we will be undefeated because we have an undefeated champion, and Jesus is not wavering. Jesus is not worried. Jesus is seated right now at the right hand of the Father, and he's just trying to get you to search with all your heart for the right thing. What is on your search engine? What is on your history? What are you looking at? I make an announcement today from Sea to Shining Sea that if you, God's people, in the midst of a very dry land spiritually, in the midst of a very confused, divided states of America, I prophesy if my people, which are called by my name, not everybody. Are you called by his name today on Facebook? Come on, somebody ought to shout, I'm called by his name. If they're called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, I would hear from heaven and I would heal their land. It doesn't take everybody. It takes somebody. God is searching like you're searching. He's searching for a prophetic voice right now to preach faith in the middle of fear. He's looking for a people right now to prophesy the opposite of what the world is saying and prophesy what the word is saying. That's what he is searching for. You ought to say, here I am, Lord. Here I am. Here I am. It's me. It's me. Pick me. When I think about my own life, when I think about the Lord and how he saved me, how he raised me, how he filled me with the Holy Ghost and healed me to the uttermost. When I think about how God took a little guy like me, uneducated, least likely to succeed, divorced, rejected, abandoned, hurt, come from a long line of horrible sinners. I'm not talking about just sinners in my family. I'm talking about unrighteous, ungodly, unholy sinners. And myself, a bad sinner. The devil cried when I got saved because he said, we lost a good man today. But I was searching for something and it was the wrong something. But God can take bad genetics. He can take bad genes. He can take no education. And he can put something in your mouth to cause you to be interesting enough. Somebody ought to shout amen. To draw people to Jesus. All I have to do is keep lifting up Jesus. All you have to do is keep lifting up Jesus and get rid of any distractions. I'm closing now. I want my kids to come try to climb over the cameras because I want to sing Fresh Oil in a second, New Wine. But here's what I want you to get a hold of. I want you to get rid of any distractions that have come between you and God. Come on, somebody shout, I want to get rid of all distractions, even at home. Get rid of these distractions. Now, here's a little interesting prop. This is obviously a magnet. I don't know if that's metal. Oh, it certainly is. Let's check out your shoulder. No metal there. These little pieces represent you. And there's this thing between you and God today. And even though God draws near to you at a service or a sermon, it comes up, but as soon as there's a distance, it falls back to the ground. Because there's something you've been searching for. Something you've been attracted to that's distracting you. Remember, I told you a lot of times while God is trying to attract us, the devil is trying to distract us. He's kind of moving things around. People come to church just enough to feel a little movement. It's really kind of fun, actually. It's like a little game. I don't even like games, but this is a neat one. But if I were to take away this, what is this for you? It's actually clear, and when you go to church, nobody can see the mask you're wearing. Yet when you go to work, nobody sees what you're going through. But if you were to remove this, if you could search and find out the problem was this, and now there's nothing between you and God, Titus, watch this. Now all of a sudden, everything gets picked up all at once. God has the ability to get everybody all at one time, and it's all hooked to the magnet. God said, I will draw all men unto myself. What is this for you? Is this an addiction? Is this anger? Is this you haven't been happy in a long time? They say, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Well, guess what? You can't fix mama unless you're mama, but you can fix daddy. You can fix you. That's good. I'm telling you right now, I'm praying for each and every one of you today
Thou poured my heart out on this Saturday, and I'm going to do it again tomorrow. I want you to tell everybody. And if you're at Faith Church, I want you to watch again. Here's what you also need to do. You need to be commenting to other people. If you're like, I don't like to talk while you're preaching. Okay, I understand that. But you need to comment to other people. There's people right now, that suicide prevention line, up 800%. The devil has kept the American people out of church because there's something that happens when corporate anointing comes into a house. And we'll deal with it this way as long as we need to deal with it this way. But guess what? It's not the perfect will of God, because God showed us in Acts 2 that we're all in one room, in one place, in one mind, in one accord. And suddenly, there was a sound from heaven. You keep praying to that end. So in a moment, we're going to sing a song, but first I want to pray for you. And while we're praying, I want you to ask God to speak to you the things that you need to change in your life. I want you to pray this prayer with me if you have not received Jesus as personal Lord and Savior of your life. Say this with me. Say, Dear Heavenly Father, come into my heart. Thank you for sending Jesus to die on the cross for me. I repent of my sins. I make you my Lord and Savior. And from this moment forward, I'm going to serve you faithfully all the days of my life.
Thanks for joining us on our podcast today. We certainly hope it spoke to you in the same way it was speaking to us. If you enjoyed this message today, there's a few things I'd like to encourage you to do. First of all, subscribing to it. It's really easy to get these Faith Church sermons sent straight to your phone with a notification as soon as they're ready. I mean, you want that, right? Secondly, by sharing with a friend on social media, just like you might share a sale or some great restaurant, we're looking for you to share it with your friends. You never know in your network of friends who really needs this message today. And lastly, before you go, if you'll rate and review this on iTunes, it'll really help us expand our reach, help more people globally. Each time there's a positive rating, this really helps push us in front of more people. So that's what I want you to do. And if you live in the St. Louis area or West Palm Beach, come out and see us at our physical locations. If you don't, make sure you tune in to our church online. It's a real campus at faithchurch.com.